Okay, it's time for Dave Millard, and we got Dave Argall with us this morning as well, a guest live from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we're going to talk about, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about today, but certainly I just want to ask you fellers one question, and that is, what in the hell are you doing down there is what I want to know. Okay? There's the question I pose.
Well, we are meeting every day, as you know, to bring resolve to this ongoing budget fiasco. And, boy, I just wish we could get off of that topic and get it done, and we're working toward that end.
It's just unspeakable. We had our Chamber of Commerce president on today, and he's starting to feel the for organizations feeling the pinch, and so hopefully it'll get resolved. Do you think it'll get resolved by January 1st?
Well, I'm hopeful.
I don't like that pause there.
Well, I was hoping that Senator Argall could shed some insight from the Senate.
Hey, David.
Well, I certainly will try. I mean, we of course sent the governor the budget in June. He vetoed it. We then sent him the emergency funding package a couple of weeks ago, just to try to get us through, you know, the short term while the leaders continued to negotiate on the entire budget. He vetoed that too. And I know there is some continued sentiment, I think, in the House and the Senate that if for some reason we can't agree to everything, we may have to send him another emergency package. And I hope to God he signs that one and puts away his veto, man.
Yeah, how about it? And, Joe, one of the primary reasons today for Senator Argall to join us on this program is the fact that he is the architect, the author of Senate Bill 76, which is the Property Tax Elimination Act. And I've invited Senator Argall to, you know, give us some of the details of that, because, as you know, one of the four pillars of the framework to bring a budget resolve happens to involve some attempt at property tax relief, although Senator Argall's bill is for property tax elimination. And with that, Joe, unless you have some questions, I'll just turn it over to Senator Argall to, provide some details with regards to that bill.
Well, I guess my question would be, what is the governor's position on the difference between elimination and relief, and how is that going to impact this bill?
Yeah, when I met with the governor and made my pitch, he didn't say yes, he didn't say no. I had 500 angry constituents in Berks County on this issue last week, along with some of my colleagues in the House and Senate down in Reading. And what I said at that point is, if indeed, and I believe for the first time in history, we now have the 26 votes that we need in the Senate to pass not reform, not tweaking, but to actually repeal the entire school district property tax and replace it with something else. If we can get that through the Senate and the House for the first time in history, I think if the governor vetoes that bill, I mean, that's committed. That's political suicide.
Well, you say replace it with something else. What does that mean? I mean, by hook or by crook, you're going to get the money. But I guess it's a matter of where is it going to come from. So what's it going to be replaced with?
It's $12, $13, $14 billion, depending on how you calculate the total amount. What we do, and this isn't a Dave Argall idea, this is something that was brought to me by a coalition of more than 80 different local taxpayer groups. I'm driving on the turnpike right now. Actually, I've got a staff guy driving, so I can talk to you in safety, but we're on our way to Western Pennsylvania for a meeting with a group of senators. But what the local group did, the 80 different groups did, was look at the sales tax. We would increase the sales tax by a point. It would go up to 7. More things would be taxable that are currently tax exempt, and the income tax would go from 3.07 to 4.34. And what I said to the governor was, when was the last time local taxpayer groups came to the legislature, came to the governor and said, raise the sales tax, raise the income tax? That tells you how much they hate this unfair school district property tax.
So what's going to
go? Senator, is there also a type of a back end referendum built into this?
Well, if you, yes. The first thing, of course, is if you eliminate the school district property tax, you do it in such a way that it never, ever comes back. But there is, if a school district believes it has a special need, and we're going to be replacing every dollar they get from the property tax today, and then next year they would get a cost of living, and the year after that they would get a cost of living. But if they still insist that that's not enough money, that we're replacing what they have today and we're giving them increases, if that's not enough money, they can then go to the voters in where I live in Schuylkill County, and you know, Tahlequah, North Schuylkill, Shenandoah. They could go to their voters and say, essentially, please allow us more on a local income tax. And if the voters say yes, then the school board gets it. And if the voters say no, then the school board doesn't get it. And I know that sounds like a radical idea for Pennsylvania, but guess what? That's how a lot of other states operate in terms of education funding.
Now, what's going to come first, the chicken or the egg here? Is this is this going to be considered first before the actual budget is approved on the year?
Absolutely. We thought we had a vote scheduled this week in the Senate. As I said, I believe I have the 26 votes that I need, although we'll never know for sure until they read the roll call, you know, starting with Senator Alloway and Argall and all the way down to Senator Udichek. But we now have a commitment from the majority leader. We had a couple of T's that needed to be crossed and I's that needed to be dotted. But we have the vote scheduled for Monday and Tuesday next week. So we'll be voting on this first.
So you think that you'll be voting on it first, and you think this will shepherd in and kind of make the budget approval process come to fruition?
That is certainly my hope. I mean, this isn't a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. I have almost as many Democratic senators pushing really, really hard on this in the Senate as I do Republicans. People understand there has to be a better way to fund the public schools than the way we've been doing it since 1834. I've told folks, you know, my grandfather Argall, after graduating from the Kutztown Normal School in 1928, taught in a one-room schoolhouse. They used to pay him in vegetables. Well, we don't pay teachers in vegetables anymore, but we're still stuck with the same system that says, well, when did you build your house? How many acres do you live on? Did you remember to fix the hole in your roof? I mean, that's not the way to educate our kids. Maybe that was the best they could come up with in the 1830s, but there has to be a fairer way, a less archaic way to fund the schools today. I mean, you don't get 500 people at a meeting like we did last week unless something going on is something unusual. That tells you, again, I think, how much people are anxious to have this system replaced.
So you went to the normal school as opposed to the abnormal school.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Well, and Joe, if I may, you know, this is part of the ongoing discussions here to bring resolve to the budget in Pennsylvania. And in the absence of one of the pillars of the framework, you know, increasing a sales tax from 6 to 7 and a quarter pennies, if that fails, because there's been a big pushback on that, this is where Senator Argall's bill comes in for some high-profile consideration. Senator, would you agree?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we've been working on this for years. We've doubled the number of co-sponsors in the Senate, and I'm very anxious to get this to my friends in the House of Representatives next week.
And one of the striking differences, Joe, in this is that before, within this budget framework, we've talked about property tax reform, relief. But Senator Argall's bill is elimination. So instead of relief, you're looking at elimination. That's one of the key striking differences in it. And thus the reason, I think, for, you know, the expansion of trying to get the dollars from the items that would be taxable.
Well, the best of luck to you, David.
The main reason that we did that at the request of these taxpayer groups is people just, let's face it, they don't trust government to temporarily reduce their property taxes without the fear that in a couple of years, 2, 3, 4 years down the road, they'll be paying the increased taxes that we use to replace the property tax. Oh, and as long as the property tax is still on the books, that'll start to grow back as well. That's why you have to put the stake through the heart of the beast so that you kill it and it never comes back.
And one of the other items, one of the other pillars, Senator Argall told you that Senate Bill 76 will more than likely see some activity in the Senate next week. Today, in the House Appropriations Committee, we will be voting out of committee House Bill 1690, which is the liquor privatization bill that is crafted by Speaker Terzai.
So you've got the the issue with the budget. You've got the 76 working here. Hopefully that'll move us ahead. Thank you, David, for your work. And also, I see a note here about medical marijuana.
Yes, there was Senate Bill 3 that was discussed yesterday, and at some point in time in the coming days, that will be added to the House agenda. I see that it came out of the Judiciary Committee yesterday, so we were notified that it came out of committee. It will be placed on the House calendar at some point in time. And a lot of discussion was held yesterday, a couple of hours in our caucus on the pros and cons of medical marijuana. And just to point out that one of the cornerstones of this is the fact that it's not something you smoke. You know, it's in liquid form, the THC, and about an eyedropper full is what I was told. But, I mean, there's so many other details involved in it and so many questions at this point that this will be vetted out, I'm sure, over the next couple of weeks. I don't think that this is something that will be fast-tracked through. There's a lot of questions to be answered.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. They're going to be taking a good look at what's happening in Colorado and other states as well. But this is not actually selling pot, so to speak. And is this something that would be something that is privatized like it is in those other states? Will this end up going through the medical system with prescriptions and that sort of thing?
Well, it would have to be prescribed by a doctor, the way I understand it, and there would be it would allow, at the current way that it's written in this proposed bill, 50 outlets, and each of those can extend to having a total of 3 to provide the product. But it would still have to be prescribed by a doctor. And one of the questions was what criteria would be used to allow a doctor to prescribe, you know, or provide an RX for the product.
All right, it's 12 minutes until 9 o'clock here at News Radio WHLM. David, now you've got Veterans Expo coming up.
Yes, I did want to mention that. This Saturday from 9 to 12 at Central School, we're going to have a Veteran Expo, my first ever doing this. And really what we're trying to bring under one roof is all of those veteran-related organizations that offer the variety of services that our veterans that have returned from overseas and from the service require. And there's a good need that I found in our community at large for these services. So I'm trying to provide this network to our veterans and to the providers that they can network together and you know, be more prevalent, have more presence in Columbia County.
Well, that'll come on the heels here of the latest research that some 76% of veterans are unhappy with how they've been treated here in the United States. Hopefully this will give them some information and some direction that is much needed. Now, is David Argall still on the line?
Yes, okay. It's a miracle, but they must have really good coverage here on the Turnpike.
Well, you know, when we spoke to the governor, Wolf, I know it was a month or two ago, we were just stunned by the quality of the mobile unit in his particular car, and it sounds like you have great quality, too. So what gives? You guys take top priority of us poor slops?
I doubt that my communication system is anything close to what the governor has. Yeah.
All right, David Argall, thank you for joining us. Argall, I'm saying... Because I'm an idiot, that's why. David, thank you for joining us here on the program. And Dave Millard, you have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next month.
News Radio WHLM.